Yeah. Okay, round two. Continuing in the halachas of the 3 weeks, 9 days. Yud Beis, our favorite halacha here. Ein roichtzin b'tes yom elu afilu b'tzaynin. You're not allowed to wash in these 9 days, even in cold water. Now, people think, oh, it's mutter to wash in cold water. No, it's not. It's also to wash in cold water. But hands, feet, and face are allowed. Yeah. Fine. Ach l'refuah kagon yeledes, but if it's for health, like a woman who gave birth, a muperes shekroiv l'ledes, or a pregnant woman who's about to give birth, shetoyv l'lirchos, that it's good for her to wash. V'chein adam chalosh shetiva isay roifi l'lirchos, and a weak person that the roifi commanded him to wash. Mutar l'lirchos, mutar l'lirchos, they could wash. Afilu v'chamani v'chamani v'chein nida rechetses v'tevelas kedarka. A nida can wash and toivel in a regular way. V'tevelas b'layla she'achar tisha b'av v'yash l'lirchos. If she's going to the mikvah matzit tisha b'av, Azai Yechayla Lirchotz be'erev Tisha B'Av, then she could prepare an erev Tisha B'Av. That's a big machlokes. I think in the sefer that I wrote, that I compiled, we said it to a matzei. V'chein kishe leveshes levanim, when she wears white, meaning before she clears up, Yechayla Lirchotz ma'at kedarka, she could wash properly. Kivan she'ena oisa latinik, since it's not for pleasure. Yud Gimel Rosh Chodesh Av Shechol be'erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Av falls on erev Shabbos. Misheroga lirchatz b'chamen b'chol erev Shabbos. So if you normally take a hot shower, put the gamata lirchatz afilu b'chamen. Nowadays, it's also mutter to wash in hot water. Al be'erev Shabbos chazayin. Erev Shabbos chazayin. Also lirchatz b'chamen afilu l'misheroga b'kach. It's also to wash in hot water. Even somebody who normally does that, ki impanav yodav v'raglav. I imagine most of us are not doing this tomorrow. Right, tomorrow's Erev Shabbos Chazoin, and he is saying no hot showers for Shabbos, only hands, feet, and face. Right, but you have the tshuvas. Ramosha says it. Most other poskim say it nowadays that nobody's going to have a nice Shabbos if they can't shower. So then they could shower with hot water, but it's better to keep a little cooler. And in Shiva also, people make the mistake. They think during Shiva they could go take a hot shower for Shabbos. That is not the case. Somebody who scrubs the hair every Erev Shabbos with hot water, mutter loy gamatas, that's also mutter. Ach loy beboiris, not with soap, for loy bemei efer, and not with a different type of soap. Misheroga litvul kol Erev Shabbos, mutter loy gamata litvul betzainin. Also, somebody just asked me this. A rabbi just asked me that I wrote that you can go to the mikveh. And he says, what do you mean? It's only if you always go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. So I told him, Lanias Daiti, that's only back then. I mean, according to the Kitzur, you can't wash. You can't even wash your whole body. So Vada, you can only go to the mikvah if you normally go to mikvah every Friday. But nowadays that we wash anyway, so why can't you go to the mikvah? Misha Raga little call Erev Shabbos, Mutal Legamata little bit sign Aval Misha Mavatala Papa'amim, also sometimes he doesn't go to the mikvah on a Friday. It's usur, so again, I don't believe that this applies nowadays. Yud Daled Avol Shechol Yom Shloishim Shelo B'Yud Ches B'Tamuz. So an Avol who his Shloishim falls out on the 18th of Tamuz. Actually, somebody in the Dafshir that happened to him. Oy Acher Kach Ad Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, or the Shloishim is over, in middle of the 9 days. Mutter Loy L'Saper, it is mutter for him to take a haircut. Am Rosh Chodesh Ve'Elech. But from Rosh Chodesh and on, gam b'chi agavna aser b'chi v'sa b'tespiras. But if somebody's shloishim goes on after the 9 days, then it's
no what do you good. Say to Rosh Chodesh? Isn't Rosh Chodesh in 9 days?
That's I meant. Yeah, I meant before up until the 9 days. I mean, it doesn't just have to be the first day after Shavuos v'Tammuz. Up until the 9 days, if the shloishim's over, he could do it. After the 9 days, he cannot. Test va mila shut b'tes yom elef. There's a bris. During the 9 days, Noigin Shamayel Vasanik Vaviyah Ben Veimay Loivshim Big De Shabbos, so they can all wear Big De Shabbos. Al Machnas is a Tinek, but the Kvater, as we call it, Aser is Aser, right? Achaisha Machnesis is a Tinek, but the woman who brings in the Tinek, Noigas Lubash Big De Shabbos Kiven Shuzel Kol Mitzvah, so that's their whole mitzvah. Meaning that's her main part of the mitzvah, so she could wear Shabbos clothing. But the man, he participates in the actual bris, so then he's not allowed to wear Shabbos. Well, v'gilua, yesh lahatalem koydim Shabbos chazoin. Before Shabbos, they could take a haircut. the moil and the sandik. But after that, it's asa. It's another thing. Many people made vorts this week, and I feel very bad for the women especially, but they want to know if they could wear Shabbos clothing to the vort. The answer is no. Right? I mean, if a vort is not a mitzvah at the minimum, and like we say, sometimes it could even be it's an aveira, right? So there's certainly no heter, as far as I know, to getting dressed in Shabbos begodim to go to a vort. To get dressed in Shabbos begodim to go on a date, that the poskim say is okay. Tezayin, kvar kosavnu, ki b'Shabbos chazayin loyshim bigdei pishton lovan. Shabbos chazayin, you're allowed to wear bigdei pishton lovan, white dino ksainas, vaz hapuz mikois. You could wear the undershirts and socks, she'enan ela mepnei hazeah, that are only worn for sweat. Aval shaar bigdei Shabbos tali b'minig ha'makoymes, him lachlifan oiloi. You see that? You see how severe it is not to wear Shabbos begodim? That many places had the minhag that they don't wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazayin. So Kol Shekein, not to avart. Right, nowadays, as far as I know, I never heard of a place that has a minhag not. I mean, nowadays we wear Shabbos clothing, and you also can shine your shoes and brush your hat. Well, Beis HaKnesses machlifen es haparoiches, and Beis HaKnesses, we swap out the paroiches. That's in front of the Aron, v'amapos, and the tablecloths, and the me'ilim, and the coverings of Sefer Torah b'Shabbos Chazayin, ach loy b'Shabbos Chol by Tisha B'Av, but not when Shabbos falls out on Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry, I'm saying, meaning you swap them out the way you do for Shabbos. Right, but on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, that you don't swap it out. You'd say, "No, you're Shabbos Chazayin Likras the Maftir Sarav Shu Yedei Lekoinen." You call up the Rav because for Maftir, because he knows how to make kinnis, to make it emotional, the Haftarah. V'lo yala, and then he should not get Shlishi. Fine. Simikufchav Gimel Dina Erev Tisha B'Av Hei Seifim. He already said that in the previous siman. You do it before Chatzos. No touring on Erev Tisha B'Av. And the minhag is not to learn in the afternoon. Only things that you get learned on Tisha B'Av. Right? Now, there's a famous Mishnah Berurah about this, that if you're going to sit around and do nothing, then, which is what unfortunately most people are going to do anyways on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's because you can't do much. You're not supposed to do any Torah. And see, if you're not going to end up learning things that have to do with Tisha B'Av, which most of us will not, so then he says you may as well learn, which is the minig of our Daf Yomi Shir, is that we have a Daf Yomi Shir in the afternoon. And whether we have kitzah shir, I guess maybe we should have it, especially if it's still on Tisha B'Av. I'm not sure if it is by then. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
Thank you.